Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, December 10th. You'll be interested to know. 124 years ago, today, in 1901, the inaugural Nobel Prizes honored pioneering achievements in physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and peace, recognizing individuals whose work advanced human knowledge and welfare. This landmark recognition established an enduring international standard of excellence and inspired generations of scientists, writers, and activists to pursue creative, beneficial breakthroughs. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 26 degrees, with 7 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:10, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:02. It looks like we're in for some rain likely after 11 a.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 47, along with a gentle southwest wind at 7 to 12 miles per hour, gusting up to 23. Tonight, expect more rain before 8 p.m., then a chance of patchy fog later, with a low around 30, and the wind staying light at 7 to 10 miles per hour, gusting up to 22. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 9, with a high tide at 3:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 44 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 36 and west winds around 10 to 21 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 37. Temperatures fall to around 21 Thursday night with breezy west winds, then Friday stays sunny near 35 with lighter west winds and a low near 24 Friday night. A slight chance of snow Saturday morning, then rain briefly early afternoon with a high near 38, and windows of snow continue into Sunday night with lows dropping to around 15. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston homeowners are bracing for a dramatic 13% spike in taxes next month, prompting Mayor Michelle Wu to urge lawmakers and residents to resolve a months-long stalemate over her proposed solution. This tax hike represents a cumulative 34% increase since 2023 for residential taxpayers. Meanwhile, commercial properties, which drive Boston's tax revenue, will experience one of their lowest tax shares in decades due to a 6% value decline. Wu's bill, currently stalled in the state Senate, aims to temporarily exceed state tax limits and shift some burden from homeowners to commercial landlords. Without legislative action by January, the average single-family homeowner faces a $780 increase instead of $480 under Wu's cap proposal. Now on to sports. Notre Dame has taken its ball and gone home, and everyone is worse off for it. The 10-2 Fighting Irish announced they would not accept a bowl bid after being the first team left out of the college football playoff field. This move is short-sighted and embarrassing, removing any sympathy fans may have had for the Irish. It is hard to see how this decision helps their chances for the 12th national title in 2026. The Irish are giving up valuable bowl practice time, despite having a promising team with bright young players. This disappointing choice reflects poorly on the program's legacy in college football. In local sports, Last night, the Blues hosted the Bruins in their final regular season meeting, with the Bruins winning 5-2, sweeping the season series. Robert Thomas opened the scoring for the Blues on a power play, but Fraser Minton and Mark Kastelic rallied for the Bruins in the second period, giving them a 2-1 lead at intermission. The third period saw Minton score again, along with Kastelic, while Pavel Zacha sealed the victory with a late goal. The Bruins outshot the Blues for the game, 31-26. Next, the Bruins faced the Winnipeg Jets on Thursday night. In top news, how many dog treats is too many for your pup? We asked veterinarians for guidance on this question. Everyone loves to spoil their pet with toys and treats, but too many treats can interfere with a dog's core diet. Experts recommend that treats should make up no more than 10% of a pet's daily calorie intake. When choosing treats, look for those that clearly state the number of calories and ingredients. Additionally, consider the size of the treat, ensuring it is proportional to your dog's size to avoid choking hazards. In business news, silver prices have just smashed a new record. With the precious metals value roughly doubling since the start of the year, far outpacing stocks, gold, and cryptocurrencies. On Tuesday, silver broke a fresh record, rising above $60 per troy ounce on New York's commodity exchange for the first time ever. Analysts attribute this surge to a mix of factors, including a weakened dollar, tariff politics, and supply shortages. With industrial demand soaring and technological changes driving usage, demand is greater than supply every year. The silver boom is boosting mining companies, with notable stock price increases across major firms. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% to about $93,000. Ethereum is up 7% to just over $3,300. And XRP is up 1%. To $2.08. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google is powering a new United States military artificial intelligence platform. The company states that Gemini can assist with tasks like summarizing policy handbooks and creating risk assessments. The Department of Defense is launching its own bespoke AI platform, GenAI.mil, with Google Cloud's Gemini as the first available tool, according to a press release. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth claims the platform puts the world's most powerful frontier AI models directly into the hands of every American warrior. He emphasized that the future of American warfare is here, and it's spelled AI. Google asserts that the platform is for unclassified work only, ensuring that data is not used to train public models. And in entertainment news, The Odyssey gets a 6-minute prologue trailer ahead of Avatar, Fire and Ash. When millions of moviegoers fill IMAX auditoriums to see James Cameron's Avatar, Fire and Ash, they will enjoy an extended sneak peek at one of 2026's biggest films, Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey. This prologue features Matt Damon, who plays the hero on a years-long journey home after fighting in the Trojan War. The prologue will also screen on IMAX this weekend before Warner Brothers re-releases of its film Sinners. IMAX has a long-standing partnership with Nolan, having previously screened a sneak peek of his film Oppenheimer. The Odyssey will be the first film shot entirely with IMAX film cameras. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and philosopher, William James Durant. And he said, "Every science begins as philosophy and ends as art." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.